You're listening to Morning Edition on WPSU. I'm Mel DeYoung. In honor of Veterans Day, WPSU's Patty Satalia talks with Ray Fortunato, a World War II veteran, about his military service, about how the experience changed him, and about what Veterans Day means to him.
What single word comes to mind when you reflect on your World War II military service some 65 years ago?
Probably commitment. It was total commitment by everybody, society in general. Everybody was committed to that war.
At age 21, you were leading 40 18-year-olds as a rifle platoon leader. That must have felt like a heavy responsibility.
You know, at the time, we were young and we didn't think of responsibility. It was our job. It was what we were trained to do. I was fortunate in that I trained the people I took overseas and took into combat. The worst way to go into combat is to be a replacement and join an outfit you haven't been with. But these soldiers were people that I personally had trained in the States and in England and then in France before we actually went into combat. But none of us had any idea what combat would be like. And we all wondered, what were we going to personally be like when the bullets start flying?
And the bullets did start flying. And in fact, you were injured twice, the first time from machine gun fire.
Yes. It was actually our first combat. It was the 13th of December, 1944. It was in Germany, right next to the Hürtgen Forest. And we attacked some pillboxes, and I didn't know what hit me. The platoon leader from the next platoon a couple of years later told me that there was a haystack with a machine gunner in it that had gotten me.
That's actually one of many memories that you've recounted in a booklet that you created for a grandson who asked you, "Granddad, what was World War II like?"
Well, my grandson was pestering me with a lot of questions, and I thought maybe I should write something. You know, when we came back from the war, I finished college, I got married, I had a family, I was developing a new career. We didn't talk about our Army experiences.
Tell us a little bit about that booklet and about your efforts to get other World War II veterans to share their stories.
I wondered if I could write something because I didn't have any records. Now, if you're in the Air Force, you come back to your base after every flight and you can write something down. If you're in the Navy, you can keep a log, but if you're in the infantry, you don't have anything. And that has kept many people that have fought in the infantry or artillery and so forth from writing because they don't have a record. So what I did is I put together a whole bunch of vignettes of things that happened, and I don't even know if they were in the right order, but each story is a little story in itself. I gave that to my son and daughter and my grandchildren for Christmas. And I can tell you the toys got set aside and my grandchildren just read that book.
You were injured a second time and it seems that you were aptly named Fortunato because you were so fortunate to have survived this incident. Can you tell it to us?
The human capacity to forget those things is a wonderful capacity. As a matter of fact, as I reread some of the incidents, I actually asked myself, was I really there? I know I was, but it's so distant. But there was one event that I still live. I was had been promoted from platoon leader to battalion intelligence officer. And my Jeep driver and I were reconnoitering a route near Remscheid, Germany, for the next day's movement of our troops. And as we drove along a road, I suddenly heard a Panzerfaust, which is a German grenade. My Jeep driver and I both jumped out his side and out my side, and then machine gun bullets came through the windshield. And I jumped over a fence, and I was on a long hillside. At the bottom of the hill was a river, and they were shooting at me from across the river, and one of the shots grazed my eye and closed my eye. And I heard the Germans up on the road above me, and I had a pocket full of German medals, iron crosses that I'd taken from German prisoners, and I didn't want to be caught with those, so I took them out and buried them. And I also had a German pistol on me. I didn't want to be caught with that, so I buried it as well. And I was lying face down, holding onto a shrub, And the German came down and he stood next to me, and I could have reached out and grabbed his feet. I thought I was going to be taken prisoner. Suddenly he cocked his gun and fired several shots right next to me. Apparently he had had enough of killing and decided not to kill me. But I literally wondered what the bullets were going to feel like going through my back. Now that's a memory that stays with me.
Did reflecting back on these stories kind of create some kind of closure for you, having thought them through and committed them to paper?
I couldn't have said it better. It really was a help to do that. And when you're in war, it's all about relationships with other people. And these stories just reminded me of the wonderful relationships that I had with some of the fellow officers and some of the enlisted men.
What does Veterans Day mean to you?
Well, it has special meaning to me. I mentioned that I was part of an infantry company. An infantry company has about 180 soldiers. My company was in combat a total of, I believe, 127 days. During those 127 days, 47 people were killed. You can see that Veterans Day has a very special meaning to me, remembering those people that I helped to train and take into combat.
Ray Fortunato, thank you so much for talking with us.
It's my pleasure.
Ray Fortunato is a retired Penn State administrator. Now 88, he returned to Germany in 2005 on a division reunion trip. And although he never met the soldier who spared his life, he gave thanks to the German townsfolk he met there. I'm Patty Satalia, WPSU.
Tune in to WPSU-TV on Saturday, November 12th at 8 p.m. for a special Veterans Day episode of Conversations from Penn State, featuring local veterans from four different conflicts. To read more about Ray Fortunato's World War II experiences, check the links at our website, WPSU.org.